Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing real good, and I'm hopeful this morning. Hopeful because I've lived in Las Cruces for almost 4 years.
Wow.
And it's amazing to me that some of the places when I came here that were empty, big places in
right.
some cases, are still empty. But you tell me in the cover story, there may be hope.
There may be some movement in that direction. It does sort of hurt the eyes. You drive around town, you see some of these big buildings just sitting there, maybe like skeletons. Some of them not so old. The Sportsman's Warehouse building over there off of Telshore behind Olive Garden has been empty now for about 4 years, I think it is. It's amazing. Except for, you know, some ghouls and goblins at Halloween time when they have the temporary store. But it's looking really much, really like it's going to have a Dick's Sporting Goods, like we've reported earlier and talked about. That company is now publicizing more job openings. They had a call for a store manager a while back. Now there's more on their webpage.
Ah.
And different, you know, developers and realtors around town are saying, yeah, it's coming. The company itself hasn't said that yet. They won't call me back, but on their webpage, they're advertising.
And so. I should say that I just saw recently they had a grand opening for a store in Albuquerque.
Yep.
So this is very common, of course, with national chains that they want to have some a significant number of stores in a region in order, when they send those semis in,
exactly.
to have them have more than one stop,
right.
of course. Yeah.
It helps with distribution. And So they just opened a store in Albuquerque. I just drove past it this past weekend, or no, 2 weekends ago, actually. And so that's exciting. That's a big building that's been empty, and it'll be nice to have a nice big store in there. And that's more jobs and, you know, more flow over in that area. And those are supposed to be really nice stores.
They sure
are. I've only
are.
Ever been in one once. And
I have been in them many times. Very nice.
Well, there you go.
Very nice sporting goods store.
Well, they're in Coryopolis, Pennsylvania, I do believe. So near my neck of the woods. The Toys R Us store over there near Hobby Lobby and Big Lots has been empty for quite some time. And it's sounding like there's going to be a tenant. I haven't been able to track down a name yet, but sources have told me there's a tenant very interested, and it's just a matter of sort of the crossing the I's, dotting the T's type thing. Now, of course, we've gotten to that point before, and things have fallen through or stepped back, so we'll see if it actually comes to fruition. But it'd be very nice that maybe by the end of the year, that would be two large locations that would actually have tenants.
Absolutely.
So that would be
and
great.
And that's another critical one. Certainly, you can even see it from the highway. I mean,
exactly.
That's a critical property.
It's a little hard to get to, but not that bad.
No.
It's, you know, people can see it real well, and if they want to get to it, they will. And what I found interesting is Rick Stowes, who's a commercial realtor, he said that there's actually been a lot of calls from chains and such, just not a lot of people seriously. You know, they've even had some location people come in and take looks and kick the tires of some of these places. And he mentioned some places that might get people excited, but don't get excited because it doesn't sound like they're coming, or at least. But Sunflower Markets was one. That's, I know there's some of those in Albuquerque and people really like them. Sprouts, which I've never been in a Sprouts. I'm not real familiar, but they have them in El Paso, I guess. And it's another sort of supermarket type place. I guess those were two that got named that had been in town looking. So that, you know, that might be a good sign that even if they're not coming, but that we're getting some attention. So there is the old Bill's location at the mall that's been open, empty for the longest time, and it's still sitting there right now. And it's just, malls are kind of hard. Malls are still good, but they're not maybe as popular as in the 80s. And with the economy right now, that location has just been sort of sitting empty. So be nice to get something in there, though. The mall doesn't own that location. It has a private owner.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
So, but
so another one to watch.
Yeah.
Another one. You have this incredible list, I'm sure, at your desk. I can't even imagine it. Check on this. Check on this.
Oh, I do.
There's a lot of updates.
And it's all very organized and neat.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Hey, I'm in the same boat. All right. The profile this week is actually someone that I know who has enormous experience in film and also teaches at the community
college. Mark Vasconcellos. Or is it Vasconcellos?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Second one.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm just so used to double L's being wise. But, and actually, his son and my daughter are good friends in school. So, good guy who's been in the film industry for, you know, quarter century pretty much, and he does teach at Donniana Community College, like you said, and he's been making a real big push to get an effort here to get a sound stage and build a location here, but you know, to really increase that sort of the film business. You know, he thinks we could attract a lot more business if we had more infrastructure, and he's probably right. And a lot more people come here and want to film in Las Cruces, and definitely White Sands is an area. And you know, I was just out at Spaceport America last week, and they were talking about how different film crews have been out there and scouting locations, and Paramount was one, I guess, and they wouldn't say what movie, but I know they have a new Star Trek movie coming out. So
yeah.
Can't say for sure that's what it is, but so we're an area that really has some draw, and if we had a soundstage here, that would be great. Now, they're not cheap, so, you know, there's a lot to go into it yet. And Mark has sort of a plan, you know, that he'll talk about, you know, some of that. It's a little more complicated than we can get into right now, probably. But
so read more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Interesting stuff. Nice. And certainly, I'm sure there's a lot of CMI students at New Mexico State University who'd be happy.
Oh, they would love that, yeah.
Sure.
And another interesting, it's not really mentioned in here, but gaming. NMSU actually has some students and stuff who really get into the gaming development, and that's mm-hmm. a huge business.
Oh, yeah.
That's the next Hollywood is game development. It's already there.
Billions.
And if we could become the Hollywood of game development, that'd be awesome.
It would be neat. All right, some new stores at the mall, and what's new?
Yeah, the mall is getting a Maurice's, which is a retail store. And
clothing, right?
Clothing store, yeah. Yes. And they've been renovating an area and hiring. Now they're ready to open, maybe as soon as this week. So that'll be nice, another place at the mall. And also there's a place called Buckle, which I'd never heard of before.
Me neither.
But they are another fashion store. I guess they sell a lot of denim, jeans and stuff, but other things. And it's men's and women's clothing. And they're just now starting to renovate, and they hope to be open by, they said, back-to-school shopping season. So what's that, July, August?
Yeah.
So we'll see. About a month ago or so, I spoke about Placitas Escondidas, down here on El Paseo, off of El Paseo. It's a little development area. And they're getting some interest, and one interested party is somebody that might want to put a call center in there, which I thought maybe we would have hit our saturation point on call centers, but maybe not. So
lots of bilingual folks,
that's
and this
true.
Is very helpful for
that makes
those,
a difference.
Those jobs, and a good place to be for call centers. In the Babbling Brook this week, you ponder the optimist, Brooke.
Yes. I hate to say it because optimists are wonderful people, but I have trouble being an optimist sometimes in this.
It's that news business
I guess
that you
it
work
is
in.
That's cynical. I guess there is something to be said for that. But interesting, a Gallup study recently showed that they report that there's about $300 billion lost in lost productivity a year in America. And a lot of that is, let me get the wording right, the disengagement crisis. People who are just, if you're not into your job, if you're just upset or unhappy or feel like you're just spinning your wheels, haven't had a raise because of the economy and stuff, even subconsciously, you're maybe not doing all you can. And you're maybe doing 6.5 hours of work in an 8-hour day. And a lot of it adds up when you add it up over thousands and thousands and even millions of people. It adds up. So being positive, and it sort of makes sense, but it makes a big difference. And there's been studies that show that productivity, sales jump by 31% and productivity by 37%, excuse me, and productivity by 31% when businesses rate happy.
Interesting.
Now, there's different ways of rating how a business is happy, how the workplace is happy.
So be an optimist. Good advice on a Monday.
Definitely.
All right, Brooke, thanks for being here.